Now, as we come today to this 34th chapter of the book of Job, we're listening to the discourse of Elihu. This is the longest discourse that we have in the book of Job. He's not one of the three friends. He apparently was just a spectator or one that was an auditor that was waiting on the sidelines, and he listened to the discourse or the debate between Job and the so-called three friends. And now this man speaks out. And as we saw last time, he advances the discourse a great deal. He had a real spiritual insight. And for a man of that day, he went as far as any man possibly could go. And he certainly defended God in this matter. And up to this point, why, the Lord was at a distinct disadvantage, because it looked as if the Lord was either punishing Job because of some great sin in his life, and if there was no great sin in the life of Job, then God was unjust. And it looked as if the Lord would have to prove him a great sinner, but God didn't have to do that. The point was that if Job could have only been shown by his friends that God was dealing with him, and God was not dealing with him in the sense of punishing him for some great sin, but that God was using all of these instruments in attempting to take pride out of his life and bring him down low where he could trust God, where he could respond as even little Samuel did, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Well, Job is so busy defending himself and couldn't see that God was using circumstances, he was using people, the Sabaeans, and Satan himself as means in all of his trials and his losses and his bereavements and his sufferings, but they were all God's marvelous agents in bringing this man to a very gracious and a very wise end. That is, God was doing it all, and God's mercy was being displayed. His mercy endureth forever. And Job lost sight of all of these things, and that removed him from God. And today, we need to recognize that God moves in our lives as believers. And maybe you don't need to learn that lesson. I do. We get occupied with man and with things and circumstances, and we look at them in reference to our lives, and we are not walking with God. We are not walking above our circumstances, but actually under our circumstances, and these circumstances weigh us down. I had a friend in the ministry, a very wonderful man of God, by the way, went to be with the Lord. And he kidded me, but there was a great deal of truth in it. He said to me, "McGee, your trouble is that you live under your circumstances and you don't live on top of your circumstances." Well, that is true, I'm sure, although he was kidding, that in my life that I found that to be true. And God permitted me, actually, to have cancer. And I can see a purpose in it now, friends. And I can see a purpose that God has permitted me to have it right now in my body. Don't misunderstand. I'm not being pious and saying I praise the Lord for it. I do not. I'd get rid of it in the next minute if I could. But the point of it is, God has used this in my life, and I know that, and I recognize that. And when we let these circumstances come between us, you see, God is shut out, and as a result, why, we lose the sense of his presence, and we lose the fact that he's with us, and we get to the place where there is that worry and distress, and there's no peace in our soul, and we do not feel his fatherly hand upon us, and that he's looking after us. And that's when we become fretful, impatient, and irritable, and fault-finding. We get far away from God, and we're out of communion with him. Why? Because of our circumstances. and do not see the hand of God in it all. He wants to bring us back to Himself in brokenness of heart and humbleness of mind. And this is the end of the Lord. This is what God is after in your life, in my life today. Maybe not yours, but I'm confident in my own life. And this man Elihu here is the one that actually closes the ministry so that God Himself is going to break in, and this man Job is going to experience the direct ministry of God, and God's going to permit it for a very definite purpose. And we're going to see that the effect was threefold upon him. It changed Job in reference to his relationship to God and to himself and to his friend. And that is the important thing for us to learn today, that we need to be changed in ourselves. God will permit that to happen to us, by the way. And He does permit it to come to us. The Lord chastens us. And this word chasten, as we saw the other day, is a word that the literal of it means to bruise us. And God will bruise us. I tell you, He'll let us be beaten around and beaten up, if you please. God doesn't mind doing that because why? Well, it will cause us to be brought to a place of humbleness, and God uses this in our lives. It's a time of instruction for us. My, how wonderful these things are in our lives, and it's not the easy way by any means.